present today's program in French with subtitles in English, Arabic, Polaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean, Spanish, French, German, Italian, Persian, Russian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Thai, Polish and Indonesian. La Suisse est un pays de beauté naturelle au cœur de l'Europe, avec des montagnes à couper le souffle, de superbes lacs, de magnifiques rivières, des collines ondulantes parsemées de prairies, des villages pittoresques et des grandes villes où de nombreuses multinationales ont leur siège social européen. La Suisse a été fondée en 1291 et a atteint sa taille actuelle en 1815. C'est une république fédérale de 26 États appelée canton. Étant l'une des démocraties les plus anciennes et efficaces au monde, ses habitants ont le droit de vote pour chaque décision gouvernementale importante. Bien que petite par sa taille, la Suisse a trois langues nationales, l'allemand, le français et l'italien, et est un bon exemple de coexistence amicale entre les différentes cultures et religions. La Suisse est connue pour sa neutralité et son activité humanitaire. Elle a accueilli d'innombrables réfugiés en leur donnant un nouveau foyer. De nombreux étrangers ont choisi d'habiter dans ce pays hospitalier, si bien que certaines villes, comme Genève, comptent plus de 40% d'étrangers. Genève, une ville internationale située dans la partie française du pays, héberge les Nations Unies, la Croix-Rouge internationale, l'OMC, ainsi que de nombreuses autres organisations internationales. L'économie suisse est la sixième du monde. Avec des ressources naturelles limitées, le pays doit développer d'autres façons de survivre et a maintenant une industrie de la montre florissante, une recherche médicale très active, des compagnies spécialisées dans l'électronique, des banques reconnues mondialement, sans oublier bien sûr l'industrie du chocolat. Parmi les Suisses célèbres, on compte Henri Dunant, fondateur de la Croix-Rouge, le champion de tennis Roger Federer, l'actrice Ursula Andress, les architectes Le Corbusier et Mario Botta, les écrivains Friedrich Dürrenmatt, Max Frisch, C.F. Ramus et Jean-Jacques Rousseau, pour n'en citer que quelques-uns. En 1993, le leader spirituel et humanitaire mondial Maître Suprême Ching Hai a accepté l'invitation de sincères chercheurs de vérité et s'est rendu dans ce beau pays pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance du royaume de Dieu. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence intitulée « Laissez Dieu servir à travers nous » donnée par le Maître Suprême Ching Hai à Genève le 20 avril 1993 en Suisse.
Give us a few basic points of your teachings. I noticed you have written a few books, and I just want to know very briefly what's the few basic points of your teaching or your theory. What should one do to become enlightened? To what one should believe in? To the basic those basic points.
Understand. Our teaching doesn't advocate any particular religion, but you stay with your own religion, yeah? And we just help you at the time of initiation to make contact with your faith. For example, you believe in God, yeah? And we help you to see God. If you believe in Buddha, fine, you see the Buddha. And you can learn from God or Buddha directly. But through the non-verbal teaching from the heaven, you see, not have to use language. Therefore, at the time of initiation, I don't talk. We just sit quietly. And then in silence, you will be enlightened. Because your nature is enlightenment.
The many levels that you have mentioned when one meditates, how does one overcome this kind of fear when you go into different levels?
The first level is called astral level. There are the many tricks there. Because it's a lower level. It's a level of still illusion and maya. And hells exist there also. Of course, you might traverse it, and then maybe you encounter some kind of unfriendly beings. But the master is there, that's why, to protect you, to pass through this unfriendly region and to go higher. No problem. Many of my fellow practitioners, they're very happy, very, very beautiful, very excellent in feeling. You feel renewal, like you're charged with full of energy. You will be like a newborn person.
Je voudrais vous demander si vous avez déjà été attaqué par des énergies négatives dans votre travail pour vous empêcher de travailler.
Si, si. Yeah, I can say in English. Please translate. I have been attacked also by some of these so-called negative energies, yeah? But when they encounter the light which is surrounded a practitioner, like myself, for example, then they melt like noodles or like nothing. So I have never been harmed. I never fight back. Just naturally, they stopped. They just melted. One of the practitioners, after they became a disciple, she told me that she was a kind of a Taoist, you know. She practiced until she can manifest a knife that long. A knife, but invisible knife. And whomever she directs that knife to is assured of eternal death. And she directed that knife to me while I was lecturing somewhere without telling anybody because it's invisible. It's a form of light and sharp about that long. But when it come to me, the light that surrounded me just melt that knife and she surrendered. Now she became a disciple. We have that even on tape. Yeah, she confessed that after becoming disciple. Otherwise, nobody know. I never talk about it. vous avez oui, compris?
J'ai compris. Merci.
Si, si.
Avez-vous contact avec les centres de sagesse de notre planète? Shambhala ou Lagartha ou des choses comme ça?
Il y a beaucoup de gens. Qui a déjà passé, hein? On peut tout le temps contacter, yeah. C'est pas de problème. Pour mes disciples, c'est déjà plus facile. All my disciples or the fellow practitioners can contact them also, and they see Jesus, Buddha, sometimes even already at the time of initiation.
Que pensez-vous sur notre planète des manifestations du phénomène des UFO, UFO?
They are the other planets which are more advanced in technology, yeah? And in our universe, there are many planets like that. Sometimes they make UFO for sale. Maybe in the future we can buy one. Yeah, it's not a joke.
Je ne comprends pas pourquoi on dit que Dieu est bon et il y a tant de souffrances dans le monde.
Ah, this is not God's fault. This is our fault. We see things with different eyes. We should see with the true eye, then we see the true goodness of God. For me, the world is perfect. And no suffering, nothing. But for you, there is suffering. Therefore, I am here. Tell you to go into the world of non-suffering. You see, different, yeah. Just like a cat, you put her in front of television, she don't see movement. Or the owl, in the daytime, the sun shines brilliantly, but he never know there is a sun. And he say, there's no sun. But for us, there is sun, because we have different eyes.
Oui, mais quand vous avez des gens qui sont proches de vous et qui souffrent moralement, physiquement, avec le troisième homme, vous ne voyez plus rien?
Si. Si je veux pas voir les illusions du monde, je vois pas. Mais parce que celui qui souffre, moi, je descends. Hein? Descends et voir comme lui-même. Pour lui aider. Si, si. If I want to help him, of course I have to come down to his level and understand and help him to go up. Just like you help a child to learn ABC, even though you are a PhD. You have PhD.
can we help directly by meditation the sufferings of the world?
Yes, somehow. Somehow we help. But because everyone must be enlightened himself in order to get out of the suffering. Otherwise, there's no use. It helps, of course, just like you are a professor in a university. And of course, you help your children to be more intelligent by helping him with the homework. Yeah? But he himself must be a PhD later in order to know how to work, how to earn money, how to have a high position in the world. So it helps a little bit, but each one must be enlightened. Yeah. Otherwise, one Buddha enlightened enough, one Jesus enough. To be enlightened, you don't need to run away from family, don't need Himalaya, nothing. Because if you have a teacher at your home, you don't need to go. I did not have teacher that time. I wasn't enlightened. I don't know where to go to find master, so I have to leave home. I want to run around to look for master.
How can children practice your method?
Children, when 6 years old, if they are with parents, they can be initiated into half. And when they are 12, if they have parents who also practice, they can be initiated full. If they don't have parents, they have to wait until 16 years old.
What? Why the parents desire initiation what? For the children?
The children must want it. We respect young and old. And I always tell people never to force other people into initiation or any kind of practice if they're not ready. Oh, I think we have to conclude our meeting. And I have to thank God that allows such a noble meeting to take place through the kindness and egoless service of Madam the President. No, President of the Meditation Group. Don't worry. Yeah, coordinator. Yeah, it's the same name. In New York, they call her the president of the yoga society.
Here we don't.
Oh, the same. Yeah. Oh, we don't argue about the name. Okay, you be the queen. All right. So I'm very touched by her efforts and kindness and generosity, and because of her invitation, the invitation of the United Nations, that I even made the trip to Europe this year. Which I hesitated for a long time, even though I have been invited. Yeah. So it's a kind of, you are kind of a push, huh? The United Nations invitation is good for the whole Europe. You see that? How good the United Nations is? Thank you very much. And I wish you continue with your noble work. That would be beautiful for the world. Basic discipline of a great being, because we are entering the sainthood. Yeah, not like before. We can walk all over places now, just go straight. And so all these things are for you in the beginning, if you need them. Some of you already have the disciplines and already know, so don't need it. But in general guide, yeah? Because the initiations can only be done from the fifth level, yeah? Once you reach the fifth level, you have reached the house of the master, yeah? And then you become one with the master. Then you can do the master's job, but not before that. If a person wants to be initiated and I'm not around in Switzerland, then they have to wait for 3 months, have to be vegetarian at least 3 months. Then we send someone or we arrange, okay? Or maybe I fly over just for him. Yeah, if I can afford every ticket for each person, an airplane ticket, I go all over places. So that's just the basic things for you to be a teacher in the future, if God chooses you to be. It's not that we order you to do this and that and others. But in the way of the enlightened person, we don't need a long-winded speech to explain for one virtue, right? To be good, just to be good, right? You need to ask me anything? Are you satisfied? Actually, to meditate, to contact the light and the teaching of God through the word and the light is no big deal. It is a birthright. It's inherent in all of us that we are God's children and we're made after God's image. So at least we have some godly quality. That's a very natural thing. This is very obvious. So to meditate, to eat vegetarian, to be enlightened is no big deal. So we are not proud of being enlightened at all. It just is a way of a great being, a way of a true human being. But then many people forget this way of life and we live in a life of kind of a lower mental consciousness, you see. That's why our world have a lot of trouble, yeah? And everybody try hard to make peace on earth, to talk and talk and talk, conference here, conference there, and a lot of champagne has pouring into all the talk, and a lot of beef and pork, a lot of pigs and cows have been sacrificed for the peace and non-violent earth. But it's not always helpful, yeah? Because people do not take care of the problem from the root, yeah? For example, if we plant flowers, do we water at the root of the flower? Yeah, we do. Yes. Similarly, the way to take care of the world or anything is must be from wisdom, not from computer brain. The brain is only a computer. Without the wisdom behind it, the brain just give out whatever information he picked up on the street. Yeah, or any day activity, or from neighbors. And if the neighbors are the same level with us, all ignorant together, then we're picking always the same information for each other. Therefore, the way to tackle everything is from wisdom. Therefore, we have to contact our wisdom. That's all. This is no big deal. If we don't do it, it is strange. If we do it, it's very simple. So whatever convinced you to come here today for initiation, that is your wisdom at work. What I tell you convinces you because you know it already in your heart that it must be done like that. And that is the way of the great gentleman. We live a life of non-violence. We don't need to kill animals for our life. We don't need to sacrifice many small lives for our life. Yeah, because all are life. If you cut a flower, it will grow some more later. Yeah? Sometimes you cut a branch of flower, it grows 3-4 branches. But if you cut a pork, yeah, it will never grow into 3 porks. Therefore, we are vegetarian because we extend our love to other beings, not because we think that if you are vegetarian, you become Buddha. It's not true. Because the cows are also vegetarian. The rabbit also a vegetarian. No problem. So we are not proud of our own way of life, but that's the way that everybody should follow. And I'm happy that you are enough highly developed to have understood and accepted my message. And this message you will spread out later when you have digested and realized for yourself what I said is what you know. Then it becomes yours. And then you will discover more and more and more each day with the light and sound meditation. More new ideas will come, more revelation, more intelligence, more, conducive thinking for the world and for your own project in life and for every problem in life. So the teaching of God is nonverbal. That we get through the meditation. And these things I learned by myself. I know all this is the truth. Therefore, I share it with you, and soon you will realize that. After some days, or some weeks, or some months, depend on the person, yes. And also the level of your understanding. Because that's why the outside my teaching is similar, but the inside you receive different, you see. Therefore, you see the great light, and the other one see dim light, and the other one see other things, and another one do not see. Because each individual are open in different degree, and the master accordingly put inside the things suitable for him. So it is for you to choose to be a great gentleman, or just to follow, bow your head to the rest of the world. So there's no binding, no forced belief, but you come because you have understood, and because you search for your own greatness, and you take the courage and the initiative to walk the way of God, of angel on earth. Yes, even though we still carry this body, but it's only clothes. Yeah, only clothes.
How many times do we have to meditate?
Oh, anytime you want, but as long as you meditate 2.5 hours together, maybe half an hour here or an hour there. Yeah. But the best time is early in the morning after you wake up, because you're already fully fresh and not much impression of the world. It's easier to calm your mind and sit in meditation. And before you go to bed, because you would like to have a peaceful night and also cleanse the whole day's garbage that we have collected from our works or from the environment. And then before you go to sleep, you sit on bed for 10, 15 minutes or whatever amount of time you can afford. And concentrate here, the same. Yeah, meditate on the light and slowly lay down in that awareness. And then all night you will feel that, you will find that you are in meditation. And during the whole day, when you work, yeah, and whenever you don't have to use your mind to think or use mental effort, that will protect you from collecting negative energies, which is sometimes unavoidable, yeah? And that will also help to bless the surrounding wherever you are, to elevate people, consciousness, invisibly. And that's how the earth will become better and better, through your presence and through your blessing, yeah? That's why we cannot die immediately after initiation. We have to eat vegetables to survive. Otherwise, we don't need to even. We are liberated. We need nothing from this earth anymore. Whether we stay a few years more or eat a few more bowl of rice or not, it's no different to us anymore. But we stay because we want to bless the earth through our merit of practice meditation. We channel God's power, you see? That's what it is. Otherwise, the master will take the whole lot of karma and burn them all out, and don't leave you any to live on. That's why we still continue to live. The master will leave a little bit of karma for us, for daily use, of give and take, but don't make new one. That's why we keep the precept. We eat the vegetarian to minimize the karma for the future, the cause of coming back for the future. But the rest of the karma, the master power burns it away, so you don't have any more debt to come back anymore, okay? So that's the good thing about initiation. Inside, open the wisdom and clear all the storage of bad karma and even good karma, so we don't have to come back again. That's why for the initiate, this is the last life. Last life. If you want to come back, fine, you can. If you don't want to, nobody can drag you down. And 5 or 6 or 7 or more generations of your relatives will be elevated to liberation also. Liberation, not Buddhahood, huh? Not mastership. It's different, huh? You may reach mastership, but they are liberated. And the master will continue to teach them also in a higher level after they leave the body. Yeah? So they take care. They are taken care of also. So the initiation is immense, immensely powerful. It's incredible. And anyone who you love and sympathize with in this life will get benefit also. Anyone, even dogs and cats. So, any more questions? Yeah.
Yesenia, vous dites que nos parents seront libérés quelques générations avant, quelques générations après. Mais est-ce que vous voulez dire qu'ils ne doivent pas revenir, se réincarner?
Oui. Se réincarner, non.
Non, ils ne doivent
jamais,
pas.
Jamais.
Ah, ok.
Ils ne doivent pas. Merci. Si vous voulez, si, c'est possible.
Mais pour
des parents,
nos parents,
non plus,
pour nos
non plus,
parents.
Non plus.
Ah, oui.
Merci. Non plus. À cinq générations avant. Parce que maintenant, vous ne savez pas encore. Parce que c'est possible qu'ils sont venus pour initiation lui-même. Mais si ils sont partis de la terre, il va élever. Libérer. À n'importe quelle génération. Cinq générations, si on dit en général, c'est pas seulement cinq générations. Parce que écrire, lire et parler, c'est pas pareil, hein? Pas la même chose. Parler, il faut beaucoup de pratique, hein? Si. Voilà. Il y a encore des questions? C'est moi? Hein? Any more questions? If not, you're liberated from me.
Say, where I'm sleeping is just in the back of the restaurant. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. You can live in a graveyard, no problem. He asked that he stay on behind the restaurant. You mean the non-vegetarian restaurant. Is that matter? I don't know. You can stay in a graveyard. Yeah, the outside should not concern you. We live in this world we cannot avoid, right? If you feel terrible, you can move your house. 从大陆来啊？那怎么来这里呢？我的私人工作就是西欧科技研究中心，我在那儿工作。哦，哇哦，你看不出来是那种人呐。
我是搞那个计算机软件的。
OK, never mind. 不管他。She says she works in a nuclear, how say, plant. Huh?
Power plant.
Power plant. I said, my God, she doesn't look like it. OK, never mind. It's OK. Ah, power plant, huh?
We have... Not power plant. High energy
physics. Oh, yeah, OK. We have the higher energy inside. Nobody use. Nobody use. They worry about physical energy all the time. never mind. So you come here if you have no more questions. And you're welcome to come to the lecture tomorrow and sit in initiation again if you have forgotten something or you want to sit in initiation again tomorrow. Yeah?
For example, I have a large family and I'm preparing food for them.
Yes.
If, for example, I cook meat or something for the family and I taste it, what is it?
Don't taste it. Tell him to taste it for you. Well, it's better not to taste it. But if you are forced to do, it's okay. But I think in the future, you don't like to taste it anymore. That's the only problem. But you will feel a little bit, you know, nauseated. Yeah. Very unwilling to do it. So why suffer? Yeah? Or convert them into vegetarianism instead of carbonalism. I'm very happy to have known you because you're very elite, very intelligent and highly developed spiritual. And I'm very happy. Yes. And today the atmosphere is very pleasant. In the morning in the United Nations, as well as tonight when you grace our rented apartment. So I thank God and thank you for giving me such a good memory. Yeah. Let's pray that tomorrow would be as good or at least better.
It has been a long time since I am in Europe, and I nearly forgot how noble the European people are. I have nearly forgotten how beautiful the people who live in Europe, how very classic, how very graceful the atmosphere, very noble, very gentle, very gentle. And I'm so happy to have come back and found myself in such the atmosphere, in such an atmosphere. And I remember now how good it is to be in Europe. So you are the lucky ones. Enjoy it for me and improve the atmosphere even better still for everyone who resides in Europe as well as in the world, because we affect the whole world, especially you, the people who works in the United Nations. The more enlightened you are, the better for the United Nations. And of course, the better for United Nations, then the better for the world. And even it affects the whole universe. Therefore, do not forget your noble task. God placed you there to do some good work. Of course, there are some people I have heard that just come in just for money, work in and go home and do not think about the highly noble work that they are placed into, and that is entrusted into their hands. But you should know better than these and set an example, a noble example of a great gentleman, those who rules the world with only love and wisdom, nothing more. So I trust you to keep your noble ideal before you all the time, and remind yourself in the meditation. Anytime you feel weak, you feel discouraged, remember, noble task only for noble being. Only noble beings can do it. And we have to be noble from inside out. Not only the outer politeness and the outer appearance, but from inner beauty we serve the world. And I hope all the United Nations members will be just like you, knowing why they're doing it, why they sit in there, and what they're doing, and how great the impact they make on the world through their noble work. I hope everyone realizes that. And so try, maybe you try with your examples, not to coerce people into believing what we believe, but just set an example and people will follow. Be firm and determined in your training as a future master, at least for ourselves, yeah, and for our family and our environment. The ancient saying is that first discipline ourselves, and then we can take care of the family, and then we can rule the nation, and then we can pacify the whole universe. But most of people do the opposite. I mean, they started from the top. They pacify the whole universe. They wanted to. But they do not build a foundation from themselves. If the house were to be built, however many levels, they have to be built from the foundation, right? It must be from the foundation, and there must be a foundation. That's why many people failed in peacemaking or in a political system, because they do not start it from the basic. They have no good foundation, and the house built very high later will crumble and fall. Waste a lot of energy, time, and finance. Therefore, the way of the ancient kings is first discipline ourselves, then take care of the household, and then rule the nation and pacify the whole world. So that is your job. You're ruling the world, but you started from yourself. That is a cause for congratulation. I am very proud of you. So, good night. Oh, my mind. Thank you.
Merci de nous avoir rejoints aujourd'hui dans Paroles de Sagesse. Rendez-vous demain pour C'est vous qui vous bénissez vous-même. Et à présent, restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Television pour Porte sur l'âme, l'art de Martin Shadley, dans un voyage à travers les royaumes esthétiques. Nous vous souhaitons une journée pleine de joie et de bénédictions. Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in again tomorrow for It is you who bless yourself. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Doorways to Spirit, the art of Martin Shadley, on a journey through aesthetic realms. We wish you a blessed and joyous day.